Now we come to the most beautiful pair of these surahs. But please note two things. Number one, that these two surahs are very peculiar in the way, Suratul Rahman and Suratul Waqia, that there is no mention of any prophet, any messenger, any wahi. This, you know, one main article of faith, Nabuwah and Risala, is absolutely not mentioned here. Only Iman Billah, Tawheed of Allah, His attributes, His blessings, His grandeur, His majesty, the creation, all these things. And then the Akhirah, the Jannah and Jahannam, the hereafter and the hell and the garden of paradise. These two things are mentioned here. No mention of any wahi, any prophet, any rasul. It's very peculiar. These two surahs, Suratul Rahman and Suratul Waqia. Secondly, this surah, the first of them, Suratul Rahman, is most unique in the whole of Quran. That in this surah, the jinns and men, human beings, they are addressed simultaneously, absolutely parallel way. In the whole of the Quran, the jinns are not directly addressed in that way. But here, you know, this is for the jinns as well as humans. Absolutely parallel, absolutely equal. This is the only surah in the Quran where this address is to both of these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolutely parallel and equal. And now these two surahs, if we have time today to finish both of them, you'll find that the sequence of these surahs are like that of a mirror image. You know, a mirror image. You have certain buildings, houses made in a fashion. You know, they are mirror images to each other. A double house. If there is the garage, here is the garage. And you know, this is the drawing room, so this is the drawing room. Drawing room are together. Garages are on the end. So this is called the mirror image. Sequence in these two surahs. In Suratul Rahman, in the very beginning, mention of Quran. In Suratul Waqia, in the end, mention of Quran and its grandeur. Then, in Suratul Rahman, after the mention of Quran, the grandeur of Allah's creation. And in Suratul Waqia, before the mention of Quran, in the end, you will find this grandeur of the creation of Allah. Then in Suratul Rahman, to start with, there is the mention of the people of the hell. And then you know, the two grades of the people of garden. And the opposite sequence you find over there, people of hell will be mentioned later, and the two grades of the people of the garden or Jannah, they will be earlier. So it's a mirror image. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman. Be compassionate. Now this is ayah, complete, but not a sentence. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. Now the sentence is complete, but the ayahs are two. He has taught the Quran. You know, this Quran is his kalam, his speech, and he has taught. Khalaq al-insan. He has created man, allamahul bayan, and taught him articulate speech. These four things are the topmost things. Out of the sacred and good names of Allah, Ar-Rahman is the most beautiful name. Because the source, the root is Rahmah, mercy. And Rahman, a mercy, you know, just as an ocean, you know, in storm. So that much mercy. You know. So this Rahman is the most lovable name. And as I've told you many a times, this was the name introduced by Quran. Allah, the name of Allah, was very well known to the Arabs. And they used it. But Rahman, you know, it was introduced by Quran. Now, Allama al-Quran, all the knowledge which we have is from Allah. But the highest knowledge is the knowledge of Quran. Number three, Khalaq al-Insan, when he has created heavens, earth, sun, moon, angels, jinns, all. But the climax of his creation is man. Allamahul Bayan. He has given us many faculties. We can see, but the animals can also see. Some of them can see better than ourselves. All the other faculties are common. But the highest faculty given to man is articulate speech. Allamahul Bayan. So these are four things. Ar-Rahman, the most beautiful name. Allama al-Quran, the highest knowledge is Quran. Khalaq al-Insan, insan, man is the climax of creation of Allah. Allamahul Bayan and the faculty of expressing yourself, articulate speech, is the highest faculty endowed to human beings. So now there is the result of these three sentences. Ayat are four, sentences are three. Ar-Rahmanu Allama al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. Now you can guess what should be the fourth. By the method of ratio proportion, a method in arithmetic which much, if you recall during your school days, fourth value is that the best use of this faculty of Bayan is to explain Quran. The best faculty should be used for the highest knowledge. And that is what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ Whosoever among you, he devotes himself to understanding of Quran and then teaching of Quran, he is the highest and best among you. الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ The sun and the moon follow their computed courses. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ And the stars and the trees prostrate before Allah. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا And the heaven he has raised high. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ And he has set the balance. Mostly people think this balance is justice in this world. I have a different opinion. I understand that this is the cosmic balance. The cosmic balance between the planets. This is mutual balance. The gravity forces, they balance each other. If there is any difference in the course of one planet, they will collide together. So this universe, this space, and all this is based on a cosmic balance. Allah qad ghafa al-mizan, that don't disturb this cosmic balance. وَعَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ And establish, keep the balance with equity. And don't let the balance be lost. وَالْأَرْضَ وَدَعَهَا لِلْأَنْعَامِ Now we come to the earth. All this was for the space and the planets and the galaxies. Now وَالْأَرْضَ وَدَعَهَا لِلْأَنْعَامِ And the earth he laid it down for the creatures. فِيهَا فَاتِحَا Therein it is there are fruits. وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ And the palm trees having seeds. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْأَخْضِ And the grain in the husk, والرحال, and the fragrant plants. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So, which of the bounties and graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will belie? تُكَذِّبَانِ is تَسْمِيَة, two. Addressed to jinns and men. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ He created the man out of a ringing clay, like the potter's clay. وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارِ And he created the jinn from a smokeless fire. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Now this ayah will be repeated 31 times. I'm not going to translate every time. I'll translate it. So which of the blessings and bounties and graces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you belie? So we don't need to translate again and again. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَانِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ He set forth the two seas or currents side by side. بَيْنَهُمَا بَلْغَكُمْ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ Between them is a barrier. They don't intermingle. And then don't overpass. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ From both of them, the bitter current and the sweet current, side by side. But from both of them come out the pearls and the corals. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْأَعْلَامِ And his are the ships sailing upon the sea, raised up like mountains. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ Everyone who is there will pass away. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ but only the face of your Lord will abide forever, forever. Owner of majesty and splendor. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمْ عَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone who is there in the heavens and the earth, they beg him always. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَانِ. And each day, he is upon a new sublime state. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمْ عَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا السَّقَلَانِ. O two great creators, Saqalan, men and jinns, Ayyuha Saqalan, we shall shoot at them to you. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمْ عَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ. Ya Ma'ashar al-Jinn wal-Ins, O the assemblies of jinn and mankind, in istatatum, if it is possible for you, أَن تَنْفُرُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that you pass beyond the boundaries of the heavens and the earth. تَنْفُرُوا, then pass. لَا تَنْفُرُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. You will not be able to pass through these boundaries except with our authority. What does it mean? From the boundaries of heavens and earth to go out, what does it mean? The heavens and the earth is the whole universe. This is the whole existence. This means if you want to perish, you want that you should not be there anymore, you can't do it. In Jahannam, people will like that there should be some end to our existence. We don't want to exist, but we have to exist. You can't, you know, be destroyed absolutely and finish the existence. Your existence will remain. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some time, He decides to do it, He can do it. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ عَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْوَعَذٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ. They shall be sent against you both flames of fire and smoke, and you will not be able to defend yourself. فَبِأَيِّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ عَتُكَ الزِّبَانِ. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ, and when the heaven will be split asunder, فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ, and it will become as red as the hides of the people, of the animals. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. On that day, neither the jinns nor the mankind will be asked or questioned about their sins. What does it mean? There will be no need of asking them. It will be written on their faces. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. The guilty and the culprits will be recognized by their face marks. فَيُوْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاسِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. So they will be seized with their forelocks, hair, and their feet. Hair and feet, and thrown into the fire. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This is the hell which the guilty had been belying. يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَبِيبٍ آن. Now they will keep rotating between it and the hot boiling water. When they are in the fire, they become thirsty, go out, but there, you know, their thirst is quenched by boiling water. They are here from there. So they will be going on between these two things, to this and that. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. On the contrary, for those who had feared their Lord, there should be two gardens. Why two gardens? I have not found these things in any of the tafsir or translation. These things have come to my mind. If they are correct, I thank Allah. If they are wrong, I pray to Him that He should rectify me. Two gardens, why? One for the jinns, one for the humans. They are made of different materials. Their temperaments are different. So the garden should be separate for the jinns and the humans. وَلَمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. سَوَاتَ أَفْنَانِ, abounding in branches. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِمَا عِنَانُ تَجْرِيَانِ. In them there will be two fountains flowing. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. In those gardens there will be every fruit of two kinds. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنَ الْإِسْتَبْرَقِ. Reclining upon couches lined with brocade. Vajadal Jannatayani Dan, and the fruit of both gardens will be just near at hand. They can pluck it as they desire. Fabi ayyala rabbikum atukazziban. See, in the qasiratu tarse lam yatmisunna insun qablahu wala jan. In those gardens will be the maidens of restraining glances, whom neither men will have touched before them, nor any jinn. Fabi ayyala rabbikum atukazziban. Kannahunna al-yaqut wal-marjan. They were so beautiful as if they were the rubies and corals. فَبِي أَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. What can be the recompense of good but good? They did good deeds, so they are getting good, you know, things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِي أَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. And beyond them will be two more gardens. Now this is for the higher level of the people of Jannah. Two levels. In Surah Al-Waqia, we shall find Ashabul Yameen and Muqarrabun. Those who will be very near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two levels of the mu'mineen, of the believers. And here also. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. And beyond them, there will be two more gardens. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. مُدْهَامَّتَانِ. They will be dark green with foliage. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاحَتَانِ. There will be two fountains gushing strongly. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِمَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَنَخْلٌ وَرُمَّانٌ. In them will be the fruits and the palm trees and the pomegranates. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ. There in them will be the maidens who will be very beautiful. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. Huris, well guarded in tents and pavilions. Now note, about the first Jannah, the word Hur didn't appear. But the second Jannah, this word Hur is coming. There's some difference. You will note it again in Surah Waqia. Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam, the Huris, well guarded in pavilions and tents. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا جَانِ. Then nobody has touched before, neither men nor jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ رَفْرَفٍ خُضْرٍ وَعَبْقَرِيٍّ حِسَانٍ. Reclining upon green cushions and lovely colorful carpets. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ فِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Blessed is the name of your Lord, O Prophet, the owner of majesty and honor. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات الوسيلة.